Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We teased him being Lamont Jordan, because the man is worthy. Most of the things you hear, they're probably all true. And he joins us now because you know what it's like to be on a team that's out of it in the NFL. It is one of the hardest games you ever play in, and that's called a meaningless game. And sometimes your car is packed, and you're ready to get up and get out of there, especially not yet, but three or four games from now. What's your take on whether or not you should win a game or not to improve your draft status?
What's going on, Doc? I tell you what, man. I went through that my 3 years when I was in Oakland, right. Where you get to week 10, 11. It's like, golly, you know, we need everything to fall right just to have a chance to make the playoffs. And listen, from a fan base, from an organization, from a business standpoint, it sounds good to, hey, let's lose to get our higher draft pick. But as a player that's been in that situation, I'm a competitor, man. Anytime I step on the field, I want to win. Anytime I'm doing something that is competitive, I want to win. That's all I care about. You can get a higher draft pick, but it doesn't mean the draft pick is going to pan out. I mean, every team goes through that. I mean, heck, Detroit went through that for years, having top four draft picks that just didn't pan out. So as a competitor, you want to go out there and you want to win. For me, if I'm playing against a team, if I know we're out the playoffs and I'm playing against a team that's worse than me, then I want you to finish worse than me. If we're playing against a team that's fighting for a playoff position, I want to hear about my team who's not in the playoffs being the reason that this other team didn't get in. So for me, it's all about going out there and winning. All that other stuff will take care of itself.
And this is a running back who had the ball in his hands and everybody's chasing you. And yet you realize, how can a back not be competitive?
Yeah, it's competition. Listen, the season isn't going the way everybody had hoped and had expected. But, you know, even when I speak about Oakland, my first year weren't doing well. I knew I was coming back the following year. It's like, as a player, I want to end the season on a good note. I don't care about draft picks. I don't care about all those different things. At the end of the day, you're going to have draft picks. You're going to bring in guys from free agency, and some of the guys that are on your team right now, they will be back. The only thing I care about is, at the end of the day, and I say this to my players, and even when I was a player, every time you line up and you play a game, there are two things that are going to be walked away with. One team is going to walk away with one. The other team is going to walk away with the other. Whether you play or not, if you're on the roster, you're going to get paid. So when you're playing in a football game, it's as simple as this. when the game is over, do I walk away with the W or do I walk away with the L? As a competitor, that's all I care about.
This team, let's talk Commanders. My brother Awad, this morning, 9 a.m. to noon, every Saturday, on 106.7 The Fan, Awad's Army, the brother, he's bringing it. He's bringing it every week. And then today he said that he wanted the Commanders to lose so they could gain draft position. And I've heard it. It's not the first time I've heard it. I've heard it before. And my old partner, Al Galdi, had the same belief. And I couldn't deal with it then. I can't deal with it now. There's just no way I can get my brain to function thinking that I'm better off losing to someone within my own division.
Can't you do definitely it. Don't want that. You don't want can't that, do Doc, because what you do is a loss, especially in a team, in a division where you're going to play this team twice next year, that loss is going to build momentum for that team next year. Like I said, you're going to have players that are on the Giants that are going to play the Commanders again, and what you put out there on film is what you put out there on film. So I get it. I understand it. But, you know, I've been on the show. I've listened for years with the last regime. And for me, if you really want to put the past in the past, you can't continue to have a past mentality.
Yeah, man.
For me, that's a past mentality yeah. right there. That's a Daniel Snyder. That's the mentality of holding on to that era.
Yep.
If you're really trying to push forward and you want to be respected like a Baltimore Ravens, if you want to be respected like a Kansas City Chiefs, then that's just the mentality. And I'll take it from Herm. Hello, you played to win the game.
Yeah.
And then so for me, I'm more concerned with how do you develop these young guys? To me, Mikey, he's taking steps backwards. I don't see where Mikey's being developed. You have guys that you drafted that are not really doing anything for this team so far. So for me, I want to see the Commanders win. I mean, listen,
It's not just the player and when you draft them, but the development does matter. That it is important. Somebody has got to raise the child. The birth is a birth. But then somebody's got to raise the child. And what I'm seeing now, you worried about being pregnant. You want a child. I'm worried about who's raising it. Because when I'm looking at right now, I'm smelling urine in the bed when I walk in the room. No, I'm just going to keep it real. I'm smelling urine when I walk in the bedroom. So I'm going, well, who the hell is raising the child? Y'all want more kids, but I don't like the way you're raising the ones you have. Now what?
Yeah, and I agree with you. And so it goes back to what I said. I want to see these young players get developed. As when I think about this regime now, at the end of the day, I said this last time we talked, what's happening this season, it brings everybody back down to reality. You're not just going to become this top franchise just overnight. Yes, the Commanders had a good season last year, but I do think that they made some mistakes this offseason. Listen, I know everybody wants that dominant edge rusher, Armstrong. I think he was having a really good season until he got hurt. But when you look at what this regime has done, because I hear people talking about fire Dan Quinn and all that. No, you don't. That's past talk. That's loser talk. I think Dan Quinn should get at least 4 years to do what he needs to do. Yes, I think the coaching staff can be better. Players can be better. There's no reason why Frankie Louvu is playing a zone and then he leaves his zone to go cover absolutely nobody and gives up a reception for a first down. There's poor tackling. I think that for me, develop your young players. Sennett, he was a guy I was high on coming out of college.
Me too.
Why is he not doing anything? He's shown in college that he's a better football player than what his lack of playing time is showing right
now.
When you think about the wide receiver position, I know McCaffrey, he got hurt and things of that nature. But prior to that, I just don't think that he was doing anything that to me says, okay, this is eye popping. You can look at every draft pick that the Commanders made, and you can look at least 4 or 5 guys that were available after that draft pick that are actually making noise in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. So for me, let the young players get out there and play as a coaching staff. You from an offensive standpoint, I'm going to give you these numbers. 11, 17, 4, 5, 4, and 8. These were all runs from under center. These were all runs from under center. You look at the play that JD got hurt on, it was a fourth and I think three. I believe you lined up trips to the left side of the field. And if you look at what Minnesota did, they just did a great job of game planning against, in my opinion, was a predictable offense. What did that rush end do? What did that person coming off the edge do? Mm-hmm. He ran like he was going to rush the quarterback. Mm-hmm. When he saw the quarterback look quick for the predictable screen, he got his hands up. He picked the ball off.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that is a coaching thing. Brian Flores is a really good defensive coordinator, and I've watched Minnesota's defense play since he's been there, and that is a very good defense. So, for me, you want to – if you want to have the respect of a winning franchise, then it doesn't matter what the situation is. You go out there and you play the game and you try to get the win. And so, as I was saying, maybe I'm a glutton for punishment. I like the odds. I like the plus odds. So, of course, I'm going to put the Commanders on a parlay to win the game because I just refuse to come and put it this way. If the idea is, hey, we want to lose games, then I think that you should give some of the fans the money that they paid at the beginning of the season with the hope that this team is going to be a team in the playoffs. So if you're not giving the fans the money back, then as far as I'm concerned, the coaching staff and the players, your mindset should be go out there and win the game. Whatever draft position you fall in, you're just going to fall in that. Whether you trade picks to get more picks, whether you draft somebody with that pick, at the end of the day, you want to end this season on a good note. You don't want your players who are coming back last year to end this season on a good note, on a bad note. That's old regime type stuff. Mm-hmm. Finish the season to win the game, accept whatever draft position you get, develop your young players. And for everybody who wants JD, and I said this last time I was on, Doc,
yep,
I don't think JD needs to play the rest of the season. And I know everybody's crying, oh, he needs reps. Well, you know when you get your reps? Bill Belichick had Tom Brady and his starters playing in, I want to say, 3 or 4 preseason games.
Absolutely.
So if you feel like your players need to get reps, then what you have to do is make sure that these guys play in the preseason so that they can go into the season with good momentum. They can go into the season with the timing that's necessary.
Brother, we're on the same page. I need no more. Metal, you good? I think the man slam dunk. He went out, as he always goes out, strong.
And, he's always one of our best guests.
Yeah, he does, man. He's always bringing it. And what's new, anything new in your world that we need to announce to the public?
Man, right now, Doc, we just getting ready for my second year as the head coach of the Prodigy. We start training camp coming up in mid-January. I will tell you that fishing has been very slow this year. I've been going out doing a lot of fishing, but man, I'm just really, for me, this is just the time of year that I'm really excited to see how this playoff picture is going to look. College football, just to see how that's going to pan out. But
no group gripes over Notre Dame being out?
I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't care. Mm. It doesn't matter to me. To me right now, college football is a joke. I think that Tulane and JMU are about to go out here and get hammered. To be honest with you, it wouldn't surprise me the way I look at the bracket is if the national championship game isn't a replay of the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, you know, because the Buckeyes proved last year, it's the last game that counts, not the next to the last game. And they won it all. And you know what? Yeah, it's Cignetti and the boys. What's your prediction about the Wolverines? Who will end up with that?
Who will end up with that job?
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, I think it's going to be a big name that they're going to pay a whole lot of money to. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit with the money that they have there if whoever gets that job doesn't wind up having Michigan football right back to where it was once before. When it comes to college football, it's as simple as this. Do you have the money to pay the players to get the big name players? If you have that, then at the end of the day, you have a chance. And when I look at some of the things that are happening around college football, the teams with the money aren't only taking the good players, they're taking other teams' good players and sitting them on the bench so these other programs can't grow. So
don't keep away. Yeah, that's the strategy. So,
yeah, that's the strategy. And for me, when it comes to the kids, you know, listen, we had guys that were at Maryland who were starters and getting playing time, and they go to other schools and they sit on the bench. My mentality is I wanted to go pro. And I knew that the only way that I can go pro is if I put the film out there that allows me to go pro. So I understand why a lot of kids jump ship. But for me, college football is a big joke. It's very simple. If you have the money to get the top players, you will put together the best teams and you will make it to the college playoffs.
All right, my brother, Lamont Jordan, we appreciate all that you give to us here on Team 980 and the fan. And so, hey, brother, till we do it again next time.
Whenever you need me, Doc, I'm here.
Got you. That's my guy. As Coach Thompson would say, he's simply one of the best. 418 here in the nation's capital. And want to get to Mitchell before we go to break, or hit break and come back to Mitchell?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Keep going to games if you're just going to fold.
Well, they do it without saying it. A lot of teams every year, they just don't accept. We at least, and I'm just following the lead. I thought Awad did a great job. You posed the question. He's honest. I respect him. And he said he's pulling for New York to win, and he wants his reward to become in the form of elevated draft position, the power within being able to maybe parlay those picks into more. I get it, and I understand it. But I just don't see a gladiator going into the arena with the idea of losing. And that there's no guarantee that you pick turns out to be worth a damn, or that you have people capable of assisting the pick to become something that he needs to be. All I got to do is look at the people you have now. You got a second round pick. You got several second round picks we still trying to get a heartbeat from. So who's to say that you're capable of enhancing talent? You don't get credit for Tinsel. He's already gifted. He just decided to lock in. Now, maybe you do get some credit for that. But whatever the reason is, he's not a rookie. He's a grown-ass man who's born with a lot of talent. He has held talent hostage in his past, no doubt about it. I don't think it's a guarantee either way. The question is, what are you willing to take your chances with? Losing within the division to get an elevated pick. Then what you going to do with the pick? Who's making those decisions? And then once you get them here, who's coaching them up? You don't even know who you want to coach on each side of the ball. You relieved your defensive coordinator, and you should relieve your offensive coordinator by many, if you ask the open forum question. I like him, but I don't love his results. Mitchell, appreciate you being patient. Our number is 1-800-636-1067. That's the number. The question was, do you fight or do you fold? What's up, Mitchell?
How's it going, Doc? Happy holidays to you and your family. Yeah.
I'm honored, man, to be on the microphone.
Yeah, we're lucky. I say we fold like a tent. Say we get that high draft choice, baby. You knew it was coming. You know I like all of these quarterbacks. Not that we need, but a team like the Rams, they have 2 first-round picks. Maybe we get a high pick. I believe they have the Giants pick, though, because they traded their first-round pick. That's how they got Jackson Dart.
And what are you going to do with the pick?
If you get 2-for-1, hopefully 2 first-round picks or a first and second, we need a wide receiver. I don't know what's going on with the running backs. And, of course, both sides of the lines could use improvements. We set a quarterback.
You know what
else.
You said? What did you hear in Metal? The first thing out of Mitch's mouth was wide receiver and running back. He's got a defense that can't stop a nosebleed. But the first thing out of his mouth was a wide receiver, which we have a couple and can get more, and a running back, which I'm happy with. I'm happy with our running back room. I'm just saying, that's what you said. You first thing out of your mouth was wide receiver.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we draft a defensive coordinator?
No.
If he said edge rusher, I could have understood that. But like, you're not alone, Mitchell. Most people say the same thing. They say wide receiver and running back because they're the two easiest positions for most of us to identify with watching TV and film because we don't understand the intricacies of interior play. So that's why wide receivers are mentioned a lot, because we all feel that we kind of can relate to them, watching them, even though we might not have played that position. I think we feel more comfortable. Who the hell feels comfortable talking about a guard or a rush in?
Yeah.
Very few people, because very few people have actually done it. So that's what you said is normal. You're not abnormal. You're normal. You're normal.
I try. You have a nice one. Enjoy the loss.
Hey, man, happy here. Happy New Year, Mitchell. Enjoy the loss. That's funny. Well, you know what? I'm not going to enjoy the loss. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because I've seen people with the first pick in the draft blow it. I mean, you know, what does that mean? How many times the Jets have had a high pick? Just look at how many teams suck now.
How many times the Commanders had a high pick?
Yeah, but look at how many teams suck that have had high picks. It's perennial. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. But the first thing out of Mitchell's mouth was,
I'm also not convinced that, you know, unless you're really trying to draft an elite quarterback coming out of college, that picking between 5th and 10th is that much different. You know, like, is tanking really worth that much at that point? Like, how big of a difference are you really talking here? If you've got your quarterback, which presumably we do, so we're not looking for, like, that top pick to get an elite, you know, Heisman Trophy winning or whatever quarterback, what are we doing? Like, why would you tank? Like, I just don't see it being that big of a difference there.
Well, I'll say one thing on X.
I guess if you're trading back, I guess a little, but I don't know.
It looks like the Darth Vader emoji, Rocky Picnic. But he says Kingsbury should lean more on Anthony Lynn. Amen. I agree with you, Rocky. Yeah, it's if we all had the answers to this, we'd all should be hired by him. But one of the funniest things I saw, you call these emojis or photos out, Jayden Daniels be like, "Come on, coach, let me in." They got him like he's a mummy. Like every part of his body's been injured. You know, he says, "I can still play." Whoever came up with that, that was creative. That was a gem. It is 4:31 in the nation's capital. We'll take a quick break. We've got the professor at 5:30. He's at another big sporting event. So stick and stay. We'll take more of your calls. Are you in or out on winning and tanking? Back in a moment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yes, indeed. I just reached out to the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer, who is front and center, Army, Navy. He's a lucky young man. Also, his work with the Hokies. And he's on location. He's at the scene. Man, nothing I miss more than live events. I mean, it's almost like your passion for concerts. Once you get in a groove, you know there's really nothing better than live entertainment.
No, I mean, I think live sports is like that, too. I just had a Caps game the other night, watching them play the Hurricanes.
And they are rolling. I mean, they are pucking.
They lost in a shootout the other night.
Yeah, but they're pucking, though.
They were winning most of the game, and then Hurricanes tied it up with like 2.5 left or something, and then shootout just blew.
But their ace is producing. we're lucky. They're our only thing we can almost guarantee that you can count on. 95% of the time, they're highly competitive.
I mean, their goalie is insane. They were playing terrible defense against Carolina, but their goalie was doing so well. You know, they were actually leading most of the game, but even though Carolina had twice as many shots. So.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, at Koken and the boys who taught me the game, I never understood the first time I heard standing on your head. And when they describe it, and I know the Rooster somewhere now going cock-a-doodle-doo, but puck is, especially in person.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only sport that is nothing like it is on TV in person.
Yeah.
It has the biggest enhancement of actually being there as opposed to watching on tube.
Yeah, for sure.
Than any sport I've ever seen. And if you get lucky and you got the Grant Paulson seats or the Kevin Sheehan seats, then
I did not get the glass seats, but I was sitting with a friend. His company has a box, so we got to sit up in one of the boxes. So that was cool.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
That was nice.
And also give a shout out, I mean, to the arena and to everybody involved in this setup. When you go under those luxury, I mean, those suites, they are fabulous.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they did a great job on this. And so once
they had like a whole thing going on the other night where they had in the suites here, they had people dressed up like a gingerbread man. Like it was like a mascot costume, but like a gingerbread man.
Yeah, I mean,
you
it's
get
amazing.
Like a photo with them. They had like a nutcracker guy like that. They had these guys drawing
with girls there.
No, oh, okay. I was just there with my buddy. He was supposed to go with his wife, and then I guess their babysitter canceled last minute, and so he's like, "Hey, I got an extra ticket if you want." And I was like,
"Yeah,
sure.
You don't give up caps, and they're on a run." And really, the only team that we can really count on when it comes to winning.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been watching them since they were terrible for years too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I love the Ovi era and everything, but but I grew up watching the Caps back in the day. You know, I started watching back when Scott Stevens was on
Rod
the team,
Langway.
Man,
yes, so. From the 80s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 85, 86, yeah.
That's right around when I started getting into the Caps, and I've been a fan since. So.
US Air Arena, brother.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I
remember taking my, back when they had, like, incentives to go to the games all the time and stuff, and I remember I made my mom take me to see them play the San Jose Sharks the first time they ever played. Mm-hmm. They had never, their new expansion team that season, and it was probably, like, 95 or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I remember we brought, you know, we had a family of five kids. And brought the whole family out to go see the Sharks, which pretty much nobody wanted to see because they were a terrible team.
Yeah.
And we went, and they had it was a shutout, so we all got like a bucket of ice cream for each ticket bought. And then it was like somebody had scored a hat trick, so we all got like a free pizza from Domino's or something. And like we got all this like free stuff because like the game was like the opponents were so bad or whatever, you know. My parents were like, man, because we had, you know, all these tickets we bought. I was like, we're all going to the grocery store. We got like eight buckets of ice cream and stuff. But
that's great stuff.
No, it was cool, man. It was cool. I just, you know, I remember those days very fondly, man. It was awesome. And I, you know, I still love the Caps, of course. So.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I mean, they're the only thing. I mean, when you look at whether we admit this or not, the football team has done a nosedive. The basketball team is on constant respirator.
Well, I just, man.
And they talk about it, which A-Rod is not wrong. When you talk about the whole NBA tank to win, tank to get choices, it's the way they go about it. So then we start getting into.
I mean, I think in the NBA too, though, like one player can change the entire trajectory of your team in a way that it doesn't really happen that way in the NFL outside of maybe a quarterback.
Yeah, and the quarterback can't do it alone.
Sure, but like a quarterback can kind of have that, you know, influence on a team like that.
Yeah.
But in the NBA, if you just get a.
But
you
okay, who's the last quarterback that was drafted
position.
High that's done that?
Say what?
The last quarterback that was drafted high that's done that. I mean, we're talking high. Look at Buffalo.
Burrow in Cincinnati. I mean, they were nothing without him.
Yeah, Burrow and went to Super Bowl in 2 years. That's the only one.
Well, everyone what were the else, Chiefs doing before Mahomes was there?
They didn't suck.
I mean, they weren't good.
They went to the playoffs the year before he got there.
Yeah, but the Broncos were dominating that division in that time. I don't know.
Oh, like, you're right. But it wasn't like they were terrible. We're terrible.
Sure.
That's the difference between those teams were competitive. They were rounded. Hell, Alex had taken the Chiefs to the playoffs. It's not like they were terrible.
When has the Wizards?
They weren't a dynasty, though. They weren't a dynasty.
They weren't. We're not. We're terrible. That's my point.
No, I get it. I do.
You keep hiring. I mean, Oklahoma City. Now they're showing you the blueprint. But look who they have on their team, on their side, upstairs. They're proving that they understand what's going on. Now, we got a little of that. We got some of their offspring.
Well, it's not just everyone's like, oh, Oklahoma made all these great draft picks. I'm like, they didn't just make great draft picks. They developed great draft picks.
Yes, they did.
Like, that's the thing. They didn't just pick good and like, oh, great, you got some good picks. You got to develop them,
man.
Like, look what happened with Zion Williamson. That guy was you know, supposed to be huge and whatever coming out of college.
He was.
And he was not – I mean, he had a lot of injuries. I get it, but, like, they dropped the ball in his development.
You can't help a man that doesn't want to help himself. He's eating like our dear friend.
Sure, but, like, in the right – I don't say systems, but in the right, like – environments, people will want to step up and do that. And you got to create that environment before they get there.
Take some special people to do that.
It does. It does.
That, gotta, that,
when they're talking
you,
about culture,
I'm
that's
about
what they're talking
about. What you're
about,
saying right now. Can I borrow you tomorrow so I can take you to a couple of our penal institutions? Yeah, so you can go talk to some of these inmates. This dude had a lack of motivation from within. He can't stop eating. Now, maybe it's an eating disorder. Maybe they should have looked into that or whatever. But Zion is, he's lazy. He has low self-discipline. He's just terrific. He's talented.
I mean, I hear all that stuff, but here's the thing, man. So you may not know this, but I used to smoke. I smoked for like 15 years, and I was the guy, all my friends thought he would never quit smoking because I smoked so much, right?
How many packs a day were you?
I was probably smoking 2.5 at the worst. But then, ooh. And here's the thing, you know, and it's a motivational thing, whatever. But people, it's like, if you want to do something more, so you have to create something. So if eating is his issue or whatever, what does he want more than that? You have to create that in his life that's something that he wants more. And that's what it was for me. And I'm not saying quitting smoking is easy. It's not. It's not. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
But I was moving in with a woman at the time who had a kid. And we were moving in. And I was like, well, I don't want to be smoking around her kid all the time. That's just wrong. You know, I was like, I don't want to be that influence in this kid's life.
Right.
So I basically quit cold turkey. It took me about 2 weeks, but I quit like cold turkey or whatever.
Yeah, that's the best way.
And it's because I had something in my life. I was like, I want this more than I want to be smoking.
You yeah,
know, my
you
entire life, I tried to quit a bunch of times and you start again and whatever, but it's like, eventually you got to find something for him that he wants more than what's making it the negative
yeah,
impact.
Yeah, but you're a 1%er, though.
It's hard to do.
You're
I'm just saying, it's hard to do.
I mean, you know, we work with people every day. And you know, they have the discipline of an ant. You know,
and I get it. It wasn't an easy thing, but again, if you want something bad enough
right,
in this world, you can achieve
DNA.
It. Like
that's you. That's in your DNA. You're different. Most people don't have the ability to do that on their own.
I mean, again, I think if you put people in the right environments, they can. I just think not everyone has that. Not everyone has good support structures or things like that around them.
Oh, absolutely right.
To make that possible.
It's God, we'd elect you right now if we could elect you. If you could run on that premise. And we
I don't need everybody going through my past.
Well, that's what we do. We're the best, man, because we speak with forked tongues. That's the difference. We have a standard for everybody but some people. And then you can't have it that way, either all or none. That's why I love sports, because we can get within this bubble, even though we know what this bubble can do and what it will deliver, it's still a nice debate. We can have a little bit of fun with it. And then the people who are wagering, they can even make money at it, which that's why I'm not mad at them. I'm blown away. And how much money changes hands off these games. I get it why people are so actively involved. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. If I could afford the loss, I would do it too.
I would just like to be the middleman. So win or lose, I get a cut. I don't care.
Just build the system. Yeah, maybe we'll build it. But you got to look at it and go, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I applaud. Like fantasy. I think it's fantastic. Do you know how many people that are on the peripheral who wouldn't give a damn about any of these games if it weren't for fantasy?
I used to play a ton of fantasy, though.
No,
let me tell you this.
Look,
I used to play a ton.
I'm all for it
because it brings interest.
Sure.
It brings eyeball. It creates an economic power keg.
I used to play a bunch. I had my own league and played in like two or three others every year and whatever.
I bet you did.
And I got to the point where it made me not like football as much because every game I'd watch, I'd be like, well, I got this running back on this team, but my opponent has the same one in my other league, but I have the receiver. And I was like, so I watch a game and I'm like, I want no one to win. I want these two players to do well and this guy to get injured. I'm like,
there you go.
And I was like, just, this isn't watching football anymore.
I understand it. I can see it. I've seen dudes do it. I'm all for it.
And so I quit doing it. And I was like, oh, I can actually just like root for a team now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, my dad grew up in Kansas City, so I can root for the Chiefs. So I don't have to be like, oh, the running back has to do bad, but I want him to win. Like,
yeah.
I don't
do if that. If it's a team fantasy,
I can just watch football, and I love it now.
I can do that, but I can't do it. No, it's fine, and I'm not mad at people who do. I love the interest that it brings to the sport.
I'm not mad people do either. It's just, it burned me out on it, man. It burned me out, so I didn't enjoy watching it. And I was like, that's the whole
point.
But
that was my experience with it. When I was, last one I did many, 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 many years ago was Green Bay versus Arizona. I think it was St. Louis at the time. And it was so weird for me that the team that I picked was losing, but the players caught touchdowns, done well. I said, what? I'm out. And I just go, no, I want to be with the team that win. It's got to just be winner take all. I'm done. I'm done. And so, but it's good. It's all good. I'm all for it. There's so many people now that are involved in sports and like sports and get into it, which helps this thing grow.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, it could be a lot of worse things people could do. And so this is, but when you come up in it and they got all these signs in the locker room, and I came up through it when it was like communism. Like, it's no way you can't do this. This is forbidden. It was like.
I remember what happened to UNLV's Running Rebel basketball team.
Yeah, man.
And that's kind of, I always figure like that's why Las Vegas didn't have any sports teams for so long. It's because of what happened on Running Rebels.
That's right.
Now all these teams are moving there and stuff in the last, you know, 10 years. But I thought, you know, no one was going to go to Vegas because they didn't want to worry about their players being bought off.
No,
you know?
No. It's certain things you can't. And especially when the officials, when they get busted, it's time to burn it all down. And they get busted. I mean, it's happening. The robotics, wait till the robotics in baseball. I mean, you know what? Everything changes. If you can't adjust or slide your brain around to go with it, then you just need to go start reading novels. Get involved in some other things to do because this thing now, and we haven't even touched on the NCAA, and we love the fact that 13 to 7 Army over Navy. But
I don't think there's a lot of NIL in this game.
No, but what's in it is just the core of our military. And I wish the NCAA would take something from this. Because this is how it used to be, all the way across the board. And
I mean, I almost wonder if they should do something like have a non-NIL playoff as well. Like, here's the, like, instead of like, you know, Division Two and Three would be like, hey, here's all the teams that are getting paid, and that's fine. Here's all the teams that aren't.
Call it semi-pro. You know?
Well, it'd just be student athletes again or whatever, you know, like it was, you know.
That see, now you're presenting things that make common sense. We don't do that. Our society.
Look, if you create more bowl games, the more people can bet on, they'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's what it
is. Whatever it is, it's got to be a way we can bet on it because if we can't turn this into a parlay or do something like that, then, you know, there's a way to fix it, but we don't want to fix it, which tells me there's a lot of money being made under the table, on the side. Somebody's raking this thing in a way that you can't imagine. I'm watching these games and remembering the gift bag that we received for the Rose Bowl or the Independence Bowl, all the bowl games. And I remember that bag, that gift bag. We got a gift bag. They got the real bag. And it's like, and now this NIL deal, it's just, but all I can think of is what people thought they were on horseback, and now they see people in cars. It's that drastic.
Yeah.
It's that drastic to me that somebody could be paid $1 million or so to do what we did in college with no mortgage in a dorm or paid for a part. Are you serious?
I don't think those guys are living in the dorms.
Well, they're in Sweden or whatever they're in. I can't put my brain together with that. I can't even imagine that. And so this is what we created. Now, can we deal with it? Can we manage it? And people talking about, well, Notre Dame didn't make it a deal. They're independent. They're making it. Ching, ching.
Let's see how long they stay independent.
But why should they surrender?
I mean, they clearly got overlooked, at least they feel, because of their independence.
Yeah, and what they got overlooked because people hate.
Well, you know, they're mad. The ACC wanted them in the ACC.
Yeah,
and then
an
ACC team leapfrogged them, basically. And
you can't argue head-to-head. But I'm saying that they'll survive it. What they have, no one else will get. You got your own network. You got your own thing. Hey, man.
Sure.
Do your thing.
But, I mean, I just don't know how you can be mad at the ACC when you literally refuse them. You know
in
what I mean?
Sport.
It's like
well, they're allowed to not be in it because they're in. You know, they're independent. They've got something that. Yeah, I don't think.
Well,
it's a
like
fair
someone
shake.
Asks you out to the dance and you tell them no, and then they go to the dance with someone else, and now you're mad at them, and you're like, you turned them down, man.
Yeah. All I know is they were a much better football team than after their second loss, and we got deprived of seeing the best back in America. That's what pisses me off. I want to see them play because I like the style. But I also watched the game against A&M, and I watched the game against Miami, and they lost them both. So, I'd like to know what's on your mind with that as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. 1-800-636-1067. Isn't it weird that it's dark right now? These early nights for me, man, don't love it at all. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.